And welcome again to Brewcrew Online. I am Benjamin Orr, and joining me tonight is Senior Staff Writer Lou Olson and Staff Writer Justin Schultz. Coming out of the break, the Brewers have actually done pretty well. They're 14-12. Let a few games get away from them in the past week or two, but hey, you know what happens. Ricky Weeks, about a week ago, tore his left hamstring, so he's going to be gone for the season. He opted to have surgery, so we'll probably talk about that a little bit. And the Brewers are now in a very, very tough stretch of really home games and just August games and just really the rest of the season, as they're currently playing tonight against the Reds, and they have three more games against them, a few against St. Louis, more against the Reds and Pittsburgh. And so, you know, looking at where the Brewers have come out of the gate, it seems almost like last year when they did really well coming out of the All-Star game break. They did really well. And, you know, is this a case for the team getting hot too little too late?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's way too little, way too late. I mean, they could win out the season and it still wouldn't make much of a dent. So, I mean, it's nice to see them playing with some heart, though. It's nice to see them playing with some hustle and some sort of sense of urgency that has been lacking all season until literally the AAA team started playing.
Yeah, like, even that they're playing well right now, like, I don't think anyone really cares because the season is completely lost already.
I mean, I think people care. I mean, I still care. I also can accept the fact that the season is over. It was over weeks ago, months ago. There was never going to be much there. And then the Ryan Braun thing, that was pretty much the end of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to give up as a fan, but at some point you just kind of know it's there. And our big nail in the coffin, and I keep referring to this, and I probably will for the rest of the season, was the month of May, where they won all of six games. You're not going to have very many good seasons, especially seasons where you try to contend for at least a wild card spot, where you win six games in 1 month. And, you know, now looking ahead, they have some really tough games. And the best thing they can do right now is just play spoiler to the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if they could make that race more interesting. But, you know, I also would rather just watch them get better and give me some sense of hope for the future. Even if they're not winning, I'd at least like to see things going in the right direction, which some nights they are, and some nights they aren't, like last night.
You know, it would be nice to see just how Willie Peralta, Tyler Thornburg, and Rob Wooten, how they continue doing the rest of the season, and getting these young guys like Chris Davis, and the FC, and Scooter Jeanette, basically they're auditioning for next year, so.
I heard, I know that hurt you so badly, Justin, to say that.
I hate him.
I know that hurt you. Hate is such a strong word.
I really do. I hate him more than Mike Gonzalez.
Hey, come on. You know you don't mean that.
Okay, oh, I do.
If Scooter was a third baseman, would you hate him still, or is it just because he's a threat to Ricky Weeks' job?
That's a tough question.
First of all, he's not a threat to anyone's job. Second of all, anyone who thinks he is a power hitter is absurd.
He has claws. I never said he was a power hitter. At no point has that ever exited my mouth.
You thought about it a couple
Shots
times.
Shots fired,
That
man.
Doesn't mean that I ever said it. I think about a lot of things, Justin. Many inappropriate and depraved. So let's not use my thoughts as a basis for facts. But I never said he was a power hitter.
I think that it's going to be a platoon the entire season between Weeks and Scoot.
If they can't trade Ricky Weeks.
I don't think no one's going to want to pay him $11 million for 1 year.
You never know, man. You never know.
Nobody's
going to
want to
trade him,
and then the Brewers play $8 million of it, and another team plays $3 million.
Yeah, probably.
Well, nobody's going to want to pay that kind of money for a 210 hitter. I mean, it's just no offense.
Okay.
I mean, he can hit. He'll have stretches where he'll destroy the ball, but he's so inconsistent.
Okay, but Lou, why do you want Scooter when he's the exact same player as Logan Schaefer?
He's not. He's better than Logan Schaefer.
No, they're identical.
No, that's preposterous.
Oh. No.
You know how many more home runs Scooter has than Logan Schaefer?
Two?
Two more. And you know how many fewer at-bats he has? Like 200.
Beginner's luck, man.
Do you know how many years that he's been in the league more than Scooter? Like two.
No, I mean, he's just spotted. But all I'm saying is that Scooter is better than Logan Schaefer. That I have no doubt.
And we can all agree that they're all better than Mike Gonzalez.
No. Logan Schaefer is the worst brewer right now.
That agreed. I hate Logan Schaefer.
He's terrible. His defense is not good enough for him to be playing over Chris Davis anymore. Chris Davis has a future in Major League Baseball as a everyday baseball player. Logan Schaefer does not.
I'd rather see Josh Prince than Logan Schaefer.
I wrote about it this week. He is the future Mark Kotze, Matt Stairs, super utility guys who make a career out of coming off the bench. That is Logan Schaefer to a T.
Well, I think that's what the Brewers think of Chris Davis right now, though.
Which is poppycock.
Well, his defense is not that good. That's not his downfall.
He has no errors yet.
He has no arm.
Well,
I'm just playing devil's advocate right now. I love
him. No, and you're right. He does not have much of an arm. But, I mean, Aoki doesn't really either. So, if they can't retain Aoki, are you telling me that Logan Schaefer is your everyday right fielder next year over Chris Davis?
You, that's what the Brewers will do.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
They want a lefty.
Well, that's just not going to happen. So they better prepare for the real world.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of funny because you have all these young players making debuts, all these young players, you know, vying for outfield spots, and you know, you have kind of a competition between Chris Davis and Logan Schaefer. I mean, you can't really throw Caleb Gindel in there because he's back and forth so much, and Josh Prince was like a one-time thing this year. But, yeah, I agree with you guys. Going forward, Chris Davis should be the guy out there, but, you know, based on what management does with this team, they always want to put out the guy who they think deserves to go out there who doesn't, and that would be Logan Schaefer. I mean, Logan Schaefer's had his times. He has opportunities to do things to come forward, and he just hasn't produced at all.
I have a question for you guys. Next year, who do you want your first baseman to be?
Corey Hart.
Francisco Corey Hart. So no Hunter Morris then.
No. I don't think he's ready.
Agreed.
One more year. Morris can be up, but he's gonna have to be a backup. If he comes up at all.
Well, yeah. We may love Chris Davis, but he just grounded into a double play.
Yeah, I saw that. It's okay, he homered already.
Yeah, he's good.
He did.
Would have been nice to get a run though. Anyway.
But yeah, if Corey Hart does not come back, I want Juan Francisco.
Corey Hart is not coming back, guys.
Willing to take a lot less money, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if they can sign him for cheap, you know he's a proven hitter in that ballpark. I mean, why not?
The problem is that you guys overestimate the Brewers and you underestimate all of the really stupid teams who overpay for a guy in free agency. This isn't like making a trade. He's just going to be a free agent.
I think Hart will take less money to stay in Milwaukee than go to other team. He likes it in Milwaukee. But that's what I thought about Zach Greinke, too, when I was...
Justin, that's why I love you, because you believe in whimsical things like unicorns and Bigfoot and...
Ricky Weeks.
Guys staying...
You don't believe in Bigfoot? How do you not believe in Bigfoot?
No, I do. Actually, I do believe in Bigfoot. Okay. But you also believe in guys staying in Milwaukee for less money. That just is... It's unrealistic.
Hey, LaCroix did that, so...
Yeah, but, again... So did Braun, technically. Yeah.
We'll talk about him on the show for the season.
I know, I'm sorry. I broke the new rule. The number one rule of this podcast is you do not talk about
Ocho. Exactly. It's like Fight Club. No, but I mean, I like Juan Francisco. He's done really well as of late.
Francisco strikes out a lot, but he also hits a lot of home runs, so I'll take the good with the bad. At least pitchers second-guess throwing him, you know, neat. So, I mean, if he keeps developing, he could be, like, an actual cleanup hitter.
His defense is garbage, though.
Oh, yes, well, but you know what? I guess I'll take offense right now. Yeah, I'll take offense over defense anyways. What difference does it make?
If Scooter's as good as you say he is, he should be able to play backup first base anyway.
Wow. Kitty has claws.
Yeah.
You know what? In my defense, I didn't even bring this upon myself. Ben is the reason that you're all on the defensive about Scootski.
What'd I do?
I'm not on the fence. I'm launching my attack.
Oh.
No, see, well, I like both Ricky and Scooter, so it's just fun to watch you two go at it.
No, you can't like both. It's one or the other.
True.
Not how this works.
It's like Brewers or Cubs. You can't like both.
Well, yeah, that's completely different. I mean, there's two.
There is one guy that you prefer, Benjamin. You don't have to say, oh, well, I love... You don't have to profess your love like Ben and I, or like Justin and I do. You just have to say, this guy, a little bit more, I prefer to see him on the field.
Okay, that's I do feel that way with one of them, so...
Oh, leaving us in suspense.
Which one?
Tweet it. No, tell you what, Ben, immediately after the show, tweet which one.
I will do that.
See,
then we can't fight about it on the air. Because you're getting unfollowed. No, just tweet it. Tweet it after the show to Justin and I, which one it is. And then we can rip you apart on a public forum and not in the podcast.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking at a lot of the things the Brewers have done. Coming out of the gate, the starting pitching has really turned it around. Tyler Thornburg's been good. Roy Peralta's still been good. Kyle Loesch has been good. We're getting Guerrero back Saturday, and that's kind of pray and duck under cover.
That's a really lethargic hooray.
I'm so happy he's coming back.
Yeah.
Hooray!
And now we have Estrada back, and he did really well in his outing against Texas. Looking at the rest of this year and next year, are these guys you're comfortable with in the rotation as starters? I mean, especially with like guys like Tyler Thornburg.
You know, I don't know about all that. What I do know is Tyler Thornburg was like 0-9 with a 6 ERA in AAA this year. And then he comes up to the big leagues and he's like, yeah, I think I'm only going to give up like 2 earned runs in my first 3 starts. How does that sound? Good? All right. Let's do that. Tyler Thornburg, I don't know. I like Tyler Thornburg. He's got moxie.
Well, that's how Willie Peralta did last year, is that he sucked in AAA and then he came up and he had a sub.
Yeah. I think you go with Thornburg and Peralta and Estrada and then Loesch and then, I don't know, see what happens.
No Gallardo?
You know what? I feel like he's another one where in the offseason he's going to get shocked pretty heavily.
You know, we're probably kicking ourselves now that we never traded him for Tyler Skaggs.
Yeah, that would have been sweet. I wanted that deal to happen really badly. Let's not dwell on the past.
No, that's unhealthy.
It's just going to make me sad. But then again, Tyler Skaggs may pan out to be nothing, or he might be the greatest pitcher in the history of baseball.
Well, regardless, I mean, the fact that he's a 21-year-old prospect that can still pitches in the majors from time to time, that's something we kind of need.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's been a better stretch for the Brewers this part of the season than it was the first, and there's nothing else you can expect from them going forward. You know, just wait till next year, see what happens, because as we've said, this season's pretty much dead.
I mean, we should be happy to see them playing 500 ball, because the first few months of the season have been so painful that it is nice for them to, you know, now start to scatter some wins in there, as opposed to us just getting pummeled all the time.
You know, and that was the thing that Ron Menicky brought up, was about how he's still hopeful that this team can not necessarily get to 500, but play better than they were. And, I mean, obviously you don't have to say that, but that's something a manager's kind of obligated to really show. And, I mean, at least he's not giving up on his team. I mean, I'll give him credit there.
I have an early entry. I have an early entry into the Hall of Brewers I won't miss. Ron Renicki.
I hope he gets fired.
I won't miss Ron Renicki.
He won't get fired, though.
I know he won't, and that's why I think it bothers me so much.
Well, let's talk about this poll that Justin put up just a few days ago. Currently, it sits at 27 votes say no for Ron Renicki to be fired, while 19 votes say yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it'd be the other way.
Yeah, me too.
Don't like Renicki's... Okay, did you see what Renicki said today? He's like, oh, I'm glad instant replay is going to be in effect next year because I'm sick of running out and arguing. When does he ever run out and argue with him?
Well, no, he always runs out to argue, but see, for him, arguing means, hey, how's your mother? I heard she wasn't feeling well. Did she get the flowers I sent? And then he goes back to the dugout.
He's very timid about it.
Yeah, like, and he has this, like, old man sort of power walking move that he does to get out to the ump. Like, he doesn't run, but it's like a... if he had a wind suit on, like a 1980s colorful wind suit, I wouldn't know that he was Ron Renneke. I'd just be like, look at that power walker go.
I'm pretty sure one of you guys predicted that Renneke would be ejected more than once this year, and you've been correct so far. I think it might have been Lou.
Yeah, it might have been me. I don't know. I don't remember. I know. I remember us doing that, but I don't remember what I said.
So
he
you
just... What?
So no. you both want to see Ron Renneke go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
I know, Ben, you like Renneke, don't you?
I do, but I have my issues with him.
I think that he's terrible at construct... Like, here's what I know about the game of baseball, and here's what I also know about its variations, Little League or softball or whatever. Continuity is the key. If you're constantly changing your roster and you're constantly adjusting things and wiggling things and toggling things, then things just never work themselves out. You have to just set a lineup that you believe in and just trust that the players will fall into it. And Ron Renneke just refuses to do that. He's always changing and adjusting and shuffling and reworking. Even in 2011, he was pulling that crap. Just set a roster. Just say, these are the 9 guys in this order. Go. And just see what happens. Stop tweaking everything and pulling guys in the 6th inning. And he's even worse with pitchers. Justin, I can't. Do you take pitchers? Go.
Well... Do you remember, like, a couple weeks ago, they had, like, a 4-run lead, and then he used, like, 6 pitchers in the 9th inning to close the game?
I do.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, he used... And, I think it was in the San Francisco series, wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. Whatever. It wasn't that long ago. It was just terrible.
Yeah, yesterday, he used 3 pitchers to give up 3 runs, and...
He's obsessed with... righty versus lefty matchups, and I'm not a huge fan of that at all.
I don't think that it should matter. Like, I just don't. I'm off the wagon. So if he's coaching next year and the team is terrible, at least the good news will be that he's going to get the can.
See, yeah, the biggest issue I have with Ron Renneke is his pitch counts with pitchers. As soon as a pitcher hits 100, gotta take him out. Like, last night, Thornburg was at 91 through 6. He took him out. Why? Let him pitch into the 7th. If he gets an out or two, hey, that's less time to use your bullpen. And you're pitching in the AL this time.
Yeah, he's obsessed with pitch counts, so it drives me nuts.
But you know what? And Rick Kranitz, at what point does he just step in and say, God, you are mismanaging the piss out of this roster, man?
And that's the thing. Like, I mean, we all blame Renneke for this, but Rick Kranitz is just as guilty for that.
He absolutely is. They all should go. All of them. They all should go. Let's hire Bobby Cox just for a year or two until he dies from a coronary on the field just to inject some fire into this group. Because, man, from Maka to Renneke, it's just like, I can't believe the team isn't, like, getting IVs in the dugout in between innings to stay alive.
Yeah, I want a really young manager.
God, I wanted Willie Randolph this last time. I wanted Willie Randolph, because at least Willie Randolph would have yelled at them. His time as the Mets skipper proved he's not afraid to yell at you in your face.
Wasn't he like the hitting coach for us for a year?
Yeah, for like 2 years. He was the bench coach, yeah, with Maka. And then they didn't, I don't even think they interviewed him. I think they were like, yeah, no. And I was like, that's dumb.
Yeah, it's a funny world baseball is.
Ben, that if we gave out a weekly award for the most just awesome comment, you win this week. That comment was so bland, yet so wonderful. I don't even know what to say about it.
Hey, Manny Parr is pitching now.
Manny, oh, great.
We have a chance to win this thing.
Yeah.
Over his last 25 appearances, he has a .87 ERA.
Oh, that's the kiss of death for Manny Parr. Did they just show that on the screen? I can't see.
Art of court just
that
tweet.
Means the game is over. Let's see. Walk, hit by pitch, double, home run, and then new pitcher.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to talk about last night's game in particular. It's just...
What?
I think this is going to come more off as a rant.
Justin, I didn't hear what you said.
What did I say?
I didn't think Justin said anything, did he?
No.
Oh, I thought you said... Oh, sorry. No.
About the thing with Thornburg. let him pitch into the seventh. Why in the world would you bring in Mike Gonzalez? You know how terrible he pitches, basically, not only individually, whenever the Brewers bring him in, their win record is completely disastrous. Why would you bring him in? What would even possess you to bring in Mike Gonzalez? Because you know what he's going to do. He walks two people, and then you bring in Ashford. Ashford gives a hit, and he walks the guy, and they lose because they give up that, you know, that lead. And, yeah, I know Ashford gave up a run, but I don't think Ashford really deserved that loss. I think if any way, shape, or form, it would have been possible, and I know it's not logistically, we should have given that loss to Mike Gonzalez because he's the one that blew that game for us, not Ashford.
I mean, he walked two consecutive batters, and it's just, God. And then he brings in Ashford, who I love John so very much, but he is not great in those situations. He never has been, and it was just a recipe for disaster. You just knew that things were about to go down real quick.
Like, I don't know why you didn't...
Gonzalez has ever had an appearance without walking someone.
No, I feel like he hasn't either.
Like, I don't get why he didn't bring in Rob Wooten. Wooten's pitched in 9 games so far and hasn't allowed a single earned run.
Yeah, Rob Wooten is legit.
Bring in Kinsler. Just somebody but Mike Gonzalez. Somebody else. I mean, just... I mean, I saw that and I'm like, oh my God, the game is over. And we were still winning at that point, but I knew it was just going to happen. Because Mike Gonzalez is awful. I don't care if he's a left-handed pitcher. I don't care if he's an ambidextrous pitcher. I don't care. He is terrible.
Ambidextrous? Is that how you say that word?
I think it is. I don't know. It's just a heat of the moment thing. Which is a terrible song, by the way.
Sounded good. Why do I feel like... I don't know. It's irrelevant. Continue. Continue on your rant.
But it's just... I'm sorry. I am sick of Mike Gonzalez. I'm sick of seeing his face. I'm sick of seeing him in the bullpen. I'm just sick of him. Go to a different team.
Wonderful, Ben. Now the healing can begin.
Hopefully.
Resign him to a 1-year deal?
Yeah. No. 2.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
So Grozzolani was 1 or 2, and then Michael Gonzalez was...
Oh, that could be. Yeah, you might be right.
You got to check this. Oh, man.
I hear you typing with such vigor.
Nope, he was free agent after the season.
So at least we get Grozzolani for another year.
And how about Grozzolani?
Yeah, I like Grozzolani. I always did.
He's right.
He is kicking ass and taking names.
Oh, Ben, you said a swear.
I know. But he is doing well.
Yeah, he is.
Because I was talking to Justin about this a few days ago on Twitter, and Justin, you made the comment that if Grozzolani's in the rotation next year, the Brewers aren't looking to contend. And now I kind of see that, because while Grozzolani has been a starter throughout most of his career, he seems more suited for long relief for us.
He's been really bad when he's been a starter, too, so it didn't work out in, I think, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're right.
He didn't work out in the Nationals, and the Nationals moved him to reliever, and that's when he started performing well.
I mean, he's a great occasional spot starter. I mean, he's seven shutout innings against the Mariners, you know, 2 consecutive back-to-back shutout innings against the Mets and the Diamondbacks in July. But, I mean, of course, in those 2 games, he got the loss because he gave up 2 unearned runs because of defense. But, you know... He's done well. He's really done well. And, you know, I mean, I guess that's a silver lining we can take out of this season, if anything. So. Okay, Justin, you said you had tweets for us to defend. Let's get into that.
My new favorite.
I'll start with you, Ben. All right, on August 14th, so yesterday, you said, "What is Brian Anderson even going on about?"
Okay. I listen to this man talk, and I don't know what in the world he's going on about sometimes. Like, I was, like, half listening to it, half doing something else, and he was talking about some band and their songs, and I'm like, what? What does this have to do with anything? I didn't know what band he was even talking about, and I swear, Brian Anderson is not there all the time. I don't know if he's pulling a euchre from, like, Major League and he's drinking on the side. I don't know what he's doing there. But I just don't know mentally Brian Anderson's all there all the time. I know this season's been really rough. I understand that. But, man, don't let it get to your head that way.
That's a pretty good defense.
Thank you.
Accepted.
All right. I gotta find Lose again. I just lost it.
Cue the Jeopardy music.
Ben, Brian Anderson has been like that ever since he's been calling Brewer games. He just wanders off. He's like a little kid at a county fair. He just wanders off sometimes. Just head towards the balloons and you'll usually find him there.
Because, like, occasionally I'll do TBS games and I'm like, wait, I know that voice. Oh my God, it's Brian Anderson.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh great, now we're going to talk about God knows what. Definitely not the game.
No, usually not the game.
So he's an interesting fellow, I'll give him that.
He does have a wonderful voice. Oh, Uni Betancourt is in the game, fellows. Uni B is on the scene.
Uni B in the house?
Jeff Bianchi just singled, so there's still hope.
He's going to hit that go-ahead home run, I'm telling you.
No, he's not. The bases aren't loaded.
They don't have to be loaded. Oh, yeah, wait, they do.
No, yeah, they do. Now they do.
Maybe we'll get good vibrations going and get a single. I don't know.
Justin, what has happened?
I don't know. I just completely lost the one I was going to pick for you.
I think your Twitter is
messed up now.
My Twitter?
Yeah, I think you just deleted all your tweets.
That's impossible. I'm not even on
what
Twitter.
What day was it on?
It was like 4 days ago.
4 days ago.
Something like it's right by... I don't know.
Logan Schaefer's not very good. Mike Gonzalez.
Yeah, it was like right under that one.
I see it.
I got it. All right. Lou, on July 28th, you said, today is the perfect game to read.
What? I lost you. You cut out.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Uh-oh. Justin?
Justin? I found the tweet he was talking about.
I didn't. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, while he disappeared...
Well, let's talk about the game while he's there. Or not there. What's going on?
I'm back.
Oh, cool, he's back.
Oh, there he is.
I found the tweet, too.
But wait, no. Scooter Gannett hit for Uniski Betancourt, though.
Oh, great. Everything's going to be just fine.
Okay, so defend your tweet, Lou.
Oh, yeah. Well, Justin should read it out loud for the viewers, because we read it, Ben, but no one else.
Wait, how do you know which one I was going to say?
You said July 28th.
Because you said July 28th, so we went and found it.
Oh. Yeah, but there's two on July 28th.
Oh.
Which one am I talking about?
Oh, that's a good point, then.
Okay, I don't know, then. I thought
okay, on July 28th, you said, today is a perfect game to rewatch when you want to remember the 2013 Brewers season. Defend your tweet.
All right, so that was the Rockies and Brewers game, and we took a 3-1 lead, and then in the sixth inning we gave up two, and then in the seventh we gave up one, and then we scored two in the bottom of the eighth to take a five to four lead, and then we gave up two runs in the bottom of the eighth and went 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth. That's how I will defend that tweet. It was the perfect, it was, that game, I will, now that you've brought this up and now that we have it documented in more than one place, I will always remember that game as the 2013 season. The whole season will be that one game. And Uni Betancourt hit a home run, and we gave up four home runs, and they were all solo home runs. That's not true. I don't know if they were all solo home runs. It sounds better for my story, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but you know.
All right, Justin, so just because I feel like it is fun to defend tweets, I'm going to make you defend someone else's tweet.
Okay. Scooter just struck out. Good job, Scooter.
All right, hold on, though. Now I lost it. Curses. I had a good one, too.
It's how much does someone else's tweet?
I don't know. I'm just going to make you do it, and we're going to see what happens. It might not work out, so talk amongst yourselves while I try to find this stupid thing now.
So with Scooter striking out, we're heading into, what, the top of the ninth?
Yeah. And up down 2-1.
Up for Cincinnati is going to be Jay Bruce, Ryan Ludwig, and Devin Mesoraco.
Hey, Ryan Ludwig's back?
Yes, he is. I guess he came back today.
He's only had 10 at-bats this year? So he got hurt on, like, opening day?
I think he's spent some time in AAA, too.
He hasn't gotten a hit yet this year.
Well, because they tried out, what's his name? The Reds, really good. Billy Hamilton?
Yeah. But didn't Ludwig, like, break his collarbone opening day?
I think he did. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant Derek Robbins. Derek Robinson, my bad. I don't know if Billy Hamilton's ready yet for the MLB.
Well, he does his steal bases. He had, like, 200 last year.
Yeah. I remember,
he broke the record.
I remember I was watching, what was it? I was watching something on, MLB Network a few months ago, and there was this guy, I can't remember what his name was, he was like in the 80s or whatever. He was known for only stealing bases and pinch running. He had a baseball card, and all his stats were just, steals.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what his name was. I think he played with the A's. I want to say he played with the A's, though.
All right, Justin, I found it.
All right, go.
On August the 8th, Tom Houndrecourt tweeted, Brewers placed Ricky Weeks on 15-day DL and recalled this year's human yo-yo, Scooter Gennett from AAA Nashville, had just gone down Wednesday. Defend that tweet.
Well, obviously, I don't believe that Ricky Weeks is actually hurt.
Oh, it's a conspiracy?
Yeah, I believe that the Brewers threatened... No, Scooter, I believe Scooter threatened his family's well-being. And he had to step up and be a man and protect his family.
Wow.
Yeah, Scooter, who's like 4 feet tall, like 30 pounds.
Oh.
Threatening
he
Ricky
could
Williams.
Hire some people to do some damage.
Oh my god.
Well, you did not disappoint.
No. I'm going to be standing
like
ovation
that?
For that.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
It's all about conspiracies.
It's always about conspiracies.
Oh, yeah.
You guys might be too young for this reference, but if you ever meet a guy named Krychek, don't trust him. Just trust me on that.
Krychek?
Yeah, I didn't think either of you would get it, so...
Wait, what's the name?
Krychek?
How do you spell that?
Nah, I don't know, and I'm not going to tell you, so you can look for it.
Not familiar with it, no.
Don't trust that guy.
I will take your word for that. I won't trust this... whatever his name is. Krychek?
Well, if you don't know his name, how are you gonna... Never mind, Ben. Just fall victim to his crazy Russian... nonsense.
Oh, so he's a Ruski. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a Ruski, all right.
I'm getting kind of mad that I don't know what this is.
It's before both of your times, I suspect.
Like,
I doubt it.
Like
Ben, when were you born, Ben?
92.
Yeah, okay. So this show premiered, it's a TV show, so there's a hint. It premiered the year that you were born.
What TV show?
Well, hold on, I'll keep giving you clues. Let's see. Now, Justin, you're a little bit older than Ben, so
born in 91.
What?
Born in 91.
Oh, so you're a year older. Okay, so this show, your parents probably liked this show a lot when you were a kid, but you probably couldn't watch it because it was too scary.
Oh my god, just tell me.
Okay,
I'm just going to Google 1992 shows.
There you go. I would do scary shows.
Scary
shows from 1992.
Candyman.
No, that's a movie.
Oh. Ghostwatch.
Erie, Indiana.
No, but it's funny to hear you guys list off these
Alone
terrible
in the Dark.
Shows. It's from the X-Files.
Oh, it's the X-Files?
Yeah.
I don't like the X-Files. I watched them.
I've never watched the X-Files.
I think the X-Files are wonderful.
I think
but never trust Krychek.
The first season of X-Files was in 93.
Oh, so I was a year off. Give me a break.
Oh, you liar.
Okay, so Ben was one, and Justin was two. My apologies, fellas. You obviously remembered the show.
Oh, I know what X-Files is.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Was he in the first few seasons?
He was in all of the seasons.
Oh. And we've regressed, or digressed.
I do not see his
name. You are welcome.
Was he part of the FBI or a lone gunman or syndicate character?
What? What are you doing?
Corey, is it a dude?
Yes, it's a dude.
Why does Scooter still have a job? Why does Scooter still have a job?
I found it. Alex Krycek.
There you go.
All right. Do not trust him.
No, don't trust him.
All right. Now we got that out of the way.
That was fun for only me.
I just got flustered.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Rob Wooten is in, by the way.
Good. So it'll stay 2-1, so we'll have a chance to win. It's too bad that Ricky Wheat...
Oh, wait. I think he's making a joke there.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm ignoring him.
This is fun. I like this.
This is fun. This is why we can't have nice things.
It is.
It's the only thing me and Lou disagree on.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. Because we are pretty much on the same plane on all other things Brewers. But that second base debate will only wage on for, at the very most, another year or so.
Yep.
So that's good. Just another year of this, and it'll probably be over.
Well, you know.
They might both be gone at that point. Who knows?
What if, I hypotheticalize here, if that's even a word, I don't think it is. During the next Revering the Brew outing, they're both on the roster.
Well, I think they're going to be.
I was going to say, I think it's an inevitability. In fact, they're absolutely both going to be on the roster.
But Scooter plays first game, Ricky plays the second game. Who plays the third game?
Whoever is having a better season. I don't know that that'll be Scooter or Ricky.
Go to a game and Scooter's starting, I would get so blackout drunk, it wouldn't even be funny.
And then he would hit a home run, and you wouldn't be able to catch it, because you'd be too drunk.
No one could prove it to me that it happened.
What would happen is it would be a walk-off and be hit right to us.
And then I would catch it and force Ricky Weeks to sign it. And then I'd give it to you so you could have a Ricky Weeks signed ball, but you would always know that it was Scooter's home run.
I have a Ricky Weeks signed ball, thank you very much.
Well, you could have two. Wouldn't you rather? Two's better than one. The AT&T commercial kids know that.
We're getting into the Scooter one. It says two Justin loves Scooter with the winky face.
I know. I'm thinking about doing some photoshopping. There was a terrible movie once when American Idol was a thing called Two Justin Love Kelly or something like that. I think I'm just going to do some photoshopping. And
it's from Justin to Kelly. Come on, Lou.
I'm sorry. From Justin to Scooter. It'll be a big hit.
Oh, man. That was funny.
You guys could be like the Odd Couple. You could move in together and grow to love each other.
You're silly.
Yeah, that happens.
Who else is going to console Scooter when he strikes out four times in a game?
Oh. Look at Ben trying to pick a fight.
See, you don't know which side I'm on.
I know what side he's on.
I'm at the Krycek, dude.
I can't. Oh, Ben, you shouldn't have said that.
Did I just open up?
Now I don't know that I can trust you, man.
Did I just open a Pandora's box?
Maybe.
All right.
But if I swear to God, Ben, if you tweet me Ricky Weeks at the end of this podcast, I can't be held accountable for my reactions.
What if I tweet Jeff Bianchi?
Actually, I probably would be okay with that. But I would just be mad that I still didn't know who your pick was. But if you wouldn't have told me and just tweeted that, I would have done like a little, like what they do in karate. I would have just put my hands together, and I would have bowed ever so slightly to my phone, which would have showed your Twitter saying Jeff Bianchi, a sign of respect. I would have just bowed, and then called you Benjamin Son, and moved on.
Oh, by the way, Rob Rooten threw a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that, indeed?
How about Rob Rooten? Well, now it's time for them to put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, I think he's going to be pretty decent in this bullpen. I like him there.
Who? Rob?
Yeah.
Bobby Wouton?
Yes, Bobby Wouton. Wonton.
It's French. That's not true.
So what else do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Can we talk about how I didn't miss Aramis Ramirez, and now that he's back, I don't know what to do?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I mean, actually, that's all I had to say. If anyone else would like to add to it, I didn't miss him, and I don't really know why he's back.
I don't even care that he's back anymore.
Nope.
I kind of had a suspicion that they might just shut him down for the season, considering, you know, he was on the disabled list for the third time this year.
Yeah.
I figured they might as well just do that, but... Yeah, I think he's definitely on the decline now, and he has one more year with us, and it just does not look positive.
It definitely does not look positive.
No.
Alright, well, top of the lineup. Let's see if they can pull a miracle out.
Yeah, let's kind of hope. I mean...
At least the Reds aren't probably going to make the playoffs, so I do take some joy in that.
Yeah, but that means the Cardinals will.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The Pirates might actually do it this time. They might actually be able to hold on.
Lou, they've been saying that since the year I was born.
Yeah, I know that, but I've been alive for a long time and seen them do some pretty major tank jobs, but this team doesn't seem like those other teams. This team seems to be something else. Don't get me wrong, once they have to play a good team in the playoffs, they're dicked, but...
Yeah, I mean, nothing against them, but, you know, when you're... Really, your rotation's led by a rookie. I mean, and nothing against Jeff Locke, but I'm just saying, that's just kind of saying something about your rotation in general.
Yes. So...
By the way, are we doing a fantasy football league? Because I completely forgot about fantasy baseball. And fantasy football is only once a week, so...
No, we're still playing fantasy baseball, losers. Maybe you guys should just get better teams when you care about fantasy baseball.
Have you even looked at your team, Lou?
No, I have not. All right, how are they doing?
Me neither. I haven't looked at mine at all.
Yeah, I gave up years
ago. Why? Are they good still?
No, I just don't like... I don't like Yahoo, and I don't like Rotisserie, so...
No, I don't play fantasy baseball enough to know the difference or care. So I did what I said I would do, which was draft a team and then replace guys who get hurt, and that's what I did.
We don't have to think about fantasy football, though.
Hey, Aoki, nice job.
Yeah. See if Colin wants to do that as well.
Let's see. How am I? Oh, I'm still in third. Oh, but right now I'm losing 0 to 11. That can't be good. I'm still in third place, though, boners.
What am I, still in ninth?
No. Who's last? Oh, yeah, because Colin is last.
Yes, I'm not in last.
No, Colin is absolutely going to be in last.
So who's getting that lucky Derek Turnbow autographed ball?
I don't know. The M&M boys team, whoever that is, they're pretty good.
This season did not pan out in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know who Bernie Brewers is either. Let's see, where are you? Who's all brains and brawn?
That would be me.
Yep, you're in ninth. Kurt is the Shyam Das apologist. Pluto Dwarfs? Who the hell is that?
That's Connor.
Oh, that's Oh, gosh. I almost forgot that guy existed. Weak Sauce?
Me.
That's sixth. And then it's the rest of us. Which are all people who do not represent this site. You guys.
That's how much we know about baseball.
You guys.
Baseball? What's a baseball?
Outrageous. That's all right, though, fellas. There's... None of us are going to win the Turnbow ball. I would love to win it. God, that would be sweet.
It would be. It would be very sweet. I would like that.
For one of the fantasy football leagues that I'm in, our trophy is a Ryan Leaf signed mini helmet. And when my brother-in-law bought it on eBay, it at the bottom it says, "People who purchase this also purchase," and I've never seen this before, it was blank. "People who purchase signed Ryan Leaf mini helmets also purchased nothing?"
who did Ryan Leaf even play for? I mean, the name sounds familiar. Well,
he got drafted one spot after Peyton Manning, and he went to the Chargers. He was horrible. He made Jamarcus Russell look like Joe Montana. Like, he was pathetic.
And now
he's in jail. And now Ryan Leaf is in jail.
That's why I recognize the name.
For breaking and entering and stealing pain pills from old people.
that is
hilarious. We bought that autograph mini helmet with shipping for like $17 for our league. So it's a classic. And that Turnbow ball, whatever happens with our dear friend Colin, better not renege on that ball.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's still alive.
Alright.
Yeah, I'm going to create a league just for us.
So, no, he's definitely alive.
So, Lou, next time you talk to Colin, tell him about our fantasy football league that I'm creating.
Alright. I can't promise you anything. I'll do it, Ben. But since there's no money involved, I am literally going to give less effort than I did.
Yeah, money makes it interesting.
Well, you know...
And I already play in three fantasy football leagues for large sums of money. I'm not...
Big time.
So I'll do one for free, but I also have to warn you, that being the case, I'm just going to draft people who I like. I might draft, like, five quarterbacks just because. Because why not? What is this going to be going through, Yahoo?
ESPN. I like ESPN setups more than Yahoo.
Yeah, me too. Oh, Gene.
Mean,
that was pretty...
Mean Gene. Let's set it for... I don't know when.
I don't know. Just tell me when it is.
Next Saturday? I don't know.
I'll be sure and draft Terrell Owens first overall.
Is he even still in the league?
No. No, he is not.
We'll set it for 10 p.m. set next Saturday. That works.
Are you literally doing this right now on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah, this podcast has been open for like 20 minutes.
Are you so confident that no one listens to this that you can set up a fantasy football league before we've even signed off of this podcast?
Yes, this is probably the worst one I've ever done.
I think that we have outdone ourselves. We're a little rusty. We've been off for 2 weeks.
We've digressed so far away from Brewers
baseball. Let's try to clean it up, guys. I will drink a few less beers with dinner next week. That is my solemn vow to you. What?
I'll take a few less shots.
Yeah, I will be much more sober next week so that we don't talk about X-Files and Ben doesn't spend 15 minutes setting up a fantasy football league.
You know, the usual.
You know, like you do in a baseball podcast. All right.
It could be worse. It could be basketball.
No, I don't do basketball.
Yeah, I don't.
Although, I am a big New Orleans Pelicans fan.
Just because they changed their name?
Just because they changed their name to the most ferocious creature they could imagine. Because when you pick a team name, it should be something that incites fear or some sort of emotion from your enemies. And I feel like Pelican, the only thing that's going to be scaring a Pelican or scared by a Pelican is a school of fish. So, I'm all for it.
I think I should bring Eric Place into this, see if you want to...
Just like people being afraid of jazz.
Who is
that's why that team plays in Salt Lake, because they're afraid of music.
I thought you meant the jazz, like the Utah Jazz.
I did mean the Utah Jazz.
Oh.
The Utah Jazz moved from New Orleans to Salt Lake, where they don't allow music.
That's kind of terrifying.
Have you guys never seen basketball?
No.
They explain all this. Oh. You know what? Do some homework for next week. Go watch basketball.
Isn't that with the dude that made South Park?
Yes. If you've never seen it, fellas...
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
It's time to go watch it. It's amazing. It's a terrific movie about sports.
Anyway, the bottom of the ninth right now, Oki singled, Segura flight out, but Oki did in second.
Ben, you'll be pleased to know that Real Big Fish plays, like, through the whole movie.
That is amazing. I am sold on this now.
It's a great movie. One of my all-time favorite sports movies.
I'll have to watch this now. We should watch it as a team.
I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't know how that's going to be possible, Ben, until next year's group get-together, in which case we'll have to stay in one solitary place to watch basketball.
It'd be worth it.
It's a great movie. Watch it first and see if you like it. You might not enjoy the humor like I do. Have you guys ever seen Airplane?
Yes, I love Airplane.
The Naked Gun movies?
Yes, I love those.
it's written by this and directed by the Zucker Brothers.
It just
stars the South Park guys.
I'm downloading this. I mean, buying it.
Yeah, careful, Ben.
I am definitely buying this movie right now.
You also just said that on the podcast that no one listens to, so you better be careful.
Yes.
I mean, I'll listen to it probably tomorrow or Saturday.
Wait, are we still recording?
Yes. Because we still haven't done...
Ben, are we seriously still recording?
Yes.
This has been open for like a half hour.
It
has been.
Yeah, well, let's get into, player, pitcher, whatever, go of the week. Because God knows that's been a long time coming now.
All right, my player of the week is Tim Tebow for going 5 for 11 and passing for, what, like 50 yards?
My pitcher player, Rob Wooten, goer of the week is Mike Gonzalez.
Yeah, goat of the week and every week until further notice is Logan Schaefer.
That's who I have for goat of the week is Logan Schaefer. Pitcher of the week, I took Gorzolani because I'm impressed with him. Even though he's not going to stay in that role.
I like Tyler Thornburg, pitcher of the week.
Hitter of the week, well...
The bat that hit Ricky Weeks.
That was his own bat.
I couldn't resist. You left too long of a pause.
No, hitter of the week, Scooter.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
See if we're talking for the next week, Ben.
He's hitting .474 in the past week.
You can't prove that.
I'm looking at it right now.
You can't prove that with your numbers and your math.
And the Brewers just lost.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
that's not surprising.
I mean,
Ramos Ramirez. Oh, shocking.
He had 6 RBIs, 3 home runs, scored 5 runs. I mean, what's not to like?
He's taking rookie spot. That's not what's to like.
Well, at least Scooter didn't tear his hamstring.
Ooh. Oh, maybe because Ricky hustles and that's why he did it.
Oh.
Scooter just prances around like a little pony. Say, look at me.
I don't know. I'm okay with the pony. It's the predator monster that I have a problem with.
What?
Ricky Weeks, he looks like the predator monster. With the hair hanging out the back.
The sexiest man to ever live.
Whoa. That is an extremely bold statement, what you just said there.
Is your girlfriend okay with you saying that?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I have more of a mad crush on J.J. Redick.
It's understandable. Now that is a handsome cat.
He'll
play somewhere else now.
The Clippers are going to be good to him.
Oh, yeah, they are.
It's just a shame they didn't get Dwight Howard.
hate Dwight Howard, though. It's all right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's still a good center.
Screw that guy.
Oh, he's a girl.
Well, I don't think he's a girl.
Yeah, you can't prove that either.
No, I guess not.
Okay,
no,
well...
I can't.
All right, good podcast, guys.
Yeah, that was...
Great job, guys. Way to go out on a high note. We can't prove that Dwight Howard is a man. Super. let's call it a night.
All right, thank you for listening. If you're still listening at this point, stay tuned for next week.